Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, you have been recommending, I believe, water, for as long as I've known you. Plain, non-fluoridated, non-chlorinated water for hydration. Half of your body weight in ounces. So if a person were to weigh 120 pounds, half that would be 60. Just add ounces to that. 60 ounces of water per day spread throughout the day is the amount of water that person weighing 120 pounds should consume. Person weighing 180, half of that is 90 ounces of water per day. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. That being the case, I have to tell you that my experimentation with forcing myself to drink more water, I drink ProPure filtered water, well water, with no additives, no fluoride, no chlorine, no additives that we put in there, that's for sure. My blood pressure today, I took it three times today. When I got up, it was 109 over 70. My heart rate was 60. At 9:30 during the broadcast, it was 123 over 65, heart rate 65. A few minutes ago, at 9:52, it was 121 over 68, heart rate 64. Your thoughts about that?
Normal.
And okay. I'm 68, class, 68 years old. And what I found out is that, you know, even under the slight stress and pressure of broadcasting, those are my numbers. Those are my real numbers. And water, drinking lots of water, drives my blood pressure down. It's as simple as that. Lots of water. And so I'm actually drinking more water than, you know, I'm actually forcing myself to drink water, because before I used to like tea and coffee, and way before that, even soda. Now soda tastes like, why would anybody drink that stuff? It's syrupy. It's way too sweet. Why would people want that? Because it tastes strange to me now. So what are your thoughts about water versus coffee versus tea versus soda, and why, Dr. Shealy?
Soda is poison. Mm-hmm. There's not a soda in the world that is, healthy that I know of.
What makes it poison? Is it the carbon dioxide?
No, it's not the carbon dioxide. It's the phosphorus and the sugar.
Okay. So Coke has phosphoric acid in it.
Yeah.
I assume Pepsi does too. So is that the main reason?
Well, it's the sugar. It's even worse.
Okay.
But it is acid producing, and it's not good.
All right. And what about the carbonation? So some people would say, well, I don't drink soda. I drink Perrier.
I don't think carbonated water is necessarily that bad. It's just pure carbonated water. I don't think that would be like soda water. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay.
Okay. What about lemon added to, natural lemon or lemon juice added to carbonated water as a you know, like a homemade lemonade without sugar.
Perfect. Excellent.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right. What about tea as a substitute for water?
Black tea, especially, I like double bergamot black tea. The bergamot is particularly good for you, but there's some antioxidants in black tea, and there's a fair number of antioxidants and phenolic compounds that are good in coffee. So one or two cups of coffee a day without sugar are fine. I don't think you drink them with your vitamins or with your meal. They should be between meals to prevent any malabsorption of anything. But there's no evidence that I can find that in an average person, two cups of coffee or two cups of black tea a day are harmful.
Okay. I find that if I have coffee versus water, the same amount of coffee versus the same amount of water, I have to urinate a lot more with the coffee than with the water.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks. We all have our tolerances and stuff. And I've all my life since childhood have drunk black tea. And but in the last 10 years, I most of the time drink one or two cups a day of Gano coffee, which is half reishi mushroom and half coffee. Mm-hmm. And I also like double bergamot black tea.
What about hot chocolate? What are your thoughts about drinking hot chocolate? Because
the chocolate has certain great benefits, but of course it has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, I think the sugar outweighs the good.
Okay. And that was one of my thoughts. What about drinking milk, plain old cow juice?
Well, I don't generally drink milk, but I drink buttermilk or kefir, which is made of whole milk. And I think for the average person, a glass or two a day of milk is okay.
When we go through that very simple arithmetic to say, okay, 120-pound person, divide that by two, get 60, and then add the word ounces after that, drinking 60 ounces of water. Does that exclude that 60 ounces? Does that exclude coffee, tea, milk, etc.?
Well, in general, coffee does have a somewhat diuretic effect. So you can't, unless you make your coffee extremely dilute, you can't count a cup of coffee as water.
Okay. When you say extremely dilute, when I make coffee, Dr. Shealy, I will take an electric coffee maker, a very simple, not fancy one, and you know, you just push the button and it starts. I use a stainless steel screen. So I don't use a paper filter. I use a stainless steel screen, very fine, fine wire screen. And I'll put in one half the number of scoops of ground coffee as to water. So if it's 10 cups of coffee, 5 scoops of ground coffee. To 5 scoops of ground coffee to 10 cups of water. So I would think that that would be somewhat dilute. Is that what you're thinking is dilute?
I would. That would be that way. I think you count half of it as water.
Okay. And that was my concern, that we get this right, that we know, you know, how to get up to that half of our weight in ounces. And I have to tell you, class, it is so simple. I mean, for me, drinking this much water is a little bit unnatural. I drink more water than I think I would want, but I feel so much better. I have way more energy drinking more water than if I don't have enough water. If I get dehydrated, my mental process, you know, goes south. I'm not creative. I could get to, if I didn't drink enough water, I could get to the point where I wouldn't want to do anything. And so what I'm trying to share with our class is, it is that significant in my world to follow what you've been saying for at least the 10 years I've known you, Dr. Shealy. Interesting thoughts coming up. So with the corona panic and with the lockdowns and then the unlockdowns and then the re-lockdowns and so forth, college towns may become ghost towns. And if you think about this, I just did a quick search last night. So how many colleges are there in Springfield, Missouri? There's 12. I didn't know there were 12. You know, I thought maybe 8. There's Missouri State University, Ozarks Technical and Community College, Drury University. There's the Baptist Bible College. There's the Midwest Technical Institute. There's the Southwest Baptist University. There's the American College of Forensic Examiners. There's Bryan College. There's Global University, etc. There's 12 of them.
Evangel.
Yeah, and Evangel. Right. And so if I'm concerned because I talked with one of our instructors over the weekend, Marty Barrett, and she has been writing. She's been teaching biology all of her professional life at the college level, and they have forced her, meaning the school, has forced her to create a web-based online biology class or series of classes for a nursing program. So the nurses are now going to be exposed to less classroom activities and more mice and keyboard activities. And so I'm wondering, what are your thoughts about that change from the college town where students would go to school? They'd go from home or dormitories to school, spend time in classes, meet with each other, discuss homework assignments, collaborate on projects, etc., versus moving that to the mouse and the keyboard. What are your thoughts? And then Randy will be right with you in Texas. What are your thoughts about that?
I believe it is going to decrease the quality and amount of stuff that you learn, period.
Hmm. I can just see, having one of those televisits with a physician saying, okay, so we got surgery scheduled for next Tuesday. Doctor, have you done this before? And then the doctor saying, well, I've seen it on the screen. And I use my virtual scalpel and forceps and clamps and I suture on the screen. So I think I can do it.
Interestingly, over the weekend I got a phone call from a 71-year-old neurosurgeon in Texas saying he was now ready to learn energy medicine.
That is wonderful. And energy medicine is what Dr. Shu has been talking about for quite some time. Randy in Texas, welcome. You're on with
Dr. Shu. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to hear y'all. I don't get to listen to y'all much anymore because I'm normally doing other things. I'm more listening on podcasts. I've got a question for Dr. Shealy. I have been dealing with low testosterone for at least 3 years, and I've been very aware of it and having my blood test to check that done regularly just to see where I'm at, and it's just slowly gone down. And I want to get your opinions on taking testosterone injections.
All right, we're going to be right back, Randy, and I'm sure Dr. Shealy's got a wealth of information for you. Randy in Texas is with us. Dr. Norm Shealy's in Missouri. I'm in Missouri. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler's with us, and Randy's got some questions about low testosterone levels. Dr. Shuler, your thoughts?
Well, I have a strong reaction to that. I do not believe that you should take testosterone until you have done the natural thing to raise your DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. Don't take it. Make it. I have four techniques which have been proven to raise your DHEA an average of 250%. That is Dr. Shealy's youth formula, Dr. Shealy's eugesterone cream, magnesium lotion, and fire bliss. If you do those four things, within 4 to 6 weeks, most people will raise their, not only their DHEA, but their testosterone. Now, at 86 years of age, I haven't checked it since I hit 87, my testosterone and DHEA was still that of a healthy 30-year-old. And I don't take it, I make it. Now, only if those four things don't make your DHEA, which has all kind of benefits other than testosterone, only if they don't raise it, then I would take testosterone shots.
Okay, because, see, that's, I have, over the past 3 years, and I actually did that for about 2 months, and it didn't help me. And I've actually tried, at least a dozen other supplements, giving them each, you know, like 2 to 3 months. And my testosterone level just continues to decline, as well
and
as my...
I would say the time has come, if you've really tried those things adequately, the time has come to get testosterone shots.
Yeah. Now, because my and I check and I go to a number of different labs to have it tested so that I'm not getting a bias from one place over another. And because my I had a blood test just about 2 weeks ago, and my level was 112, which I know is like extremely low.
That is extremely low.
And I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. I eat very well. About the only thing that I eat that's probably bad is I occasionally eat dark chocolate covered raisins. And I don't drink any sodas. You were just talking about that. I haven't drank sodas in probably 20 years.
Right.
And so
well, I think the time has come, the Walrus said, to consider shots.
Okay.
Or you can get testosterone in a cream. It can also be applied to the skin.
Yeah, I have young kids, and that's the reason why I've kind of ruled that out just because of them. I don't want them to be, you know, when I'm hugging and holding them, I don't want them to have that any transference from that.
Well, as long as you don't put it on your hands and arms and face, it should be okay.
Okay.
You know, can put it on your buttocks, for instance, any other hairless skin.
Okay. Well, my legs are kind of hairless now.
Well, I said buttocks. Most people don't have a hairy buttocks.
All right. I would like to make a comment about, Vincent, what you were talking about, law enforcement and the problems that we've had. And I was actually thinking about this morning, just listening to the news this morning. For decades, our politicians / elected officials, almost all of them run on more police, more money for the police. And then over the decades, we now talk about heroes. Heroes are not people like Audie Murphy anymore. Heroes are government employees. What happens when you constantly tell someone, oh, you're great, oh, you're a hero, oh, you're wonderful, what's going to happen? Do those individuals begin to think that they're entitled, that they are superior to everybody else?
Of course they do. Of course they do. That's why they get free donuts, free hamburgers, free lunch, free dinners, free all kinds of things. And, you know, when you think about it, Houston, Texas, paying $403 per person living there for police protection is insane. And Baltimore is, you know, more than twice that amount, $904. I have a couple questions I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley about.
Jay was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's calling it a big day for New Jersey as phase two of its reopening following the worst of the pandemic is kicking off. He's taken a lot of criticism from many people who say it's taken too long to get businesses going again. This morning, he says,
I just don't think we can responsibly go faster. We'll get there on indoor dining, casinos, which are a huge part of the economy, obviously, in our state, in Atlantic City. We'll get there, but we got to do it responsibly.
Under this new phase, non-essential businesses can start letting customers inside, though customers and workers must wear masks. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says people who go to the president's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma later this week should wear masks as well. It will be the president's first rally in 3 months because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
President Trump opens the week with a Twitter shot at his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden. The president tweeting that he has, in his words, done more in less than 4 years than Biden has done in more than 40, including for Black America. The president saying that Biden has been part of, in his words, every failed decision for decades. Protests over police brutality sparked by the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis have gone international now, as we hear from USA Radio's Jesse Edwards with a look at what's going on in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
And there are petition drives happening in southern states that are aiming to replace all of their Confederate monuments with statues of Dolly Parton in one case, and another effort to try to replace them with statues of Britney Spears. Change.org petitions noting that, quote, we must not glamorize those who do not deserve our praise and should honor true heroes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Watch it. This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy's with us. And normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Randy's with us in Texas. Randy, I believe you're talking about heroes. And so top or bottom of the hour news, there is a movement
to put
to
Britney
replace...
Spears. I heard that.
Yeah, yeah. And what's Dolly Parton known for? Standing behind a tree and you can still see parts of her sticking out. So, I mean, we've lost our minds. But, you know, I'm here to say that I don't have much respect for the police. I mean, what I see the police beating people up, when I see them throwing them down, men and women, when I see the abuse, the damage that they cause, you know, the old story of, you know, the senior and his wife watching TV in their apartment and the door gets bashed down, the SWAT team comes in, he has a heart attack, and, oh, wrong apartment, we're on the wrong floor. It's not 504, we should be in 404. And, you know, he has a heart attack, sorry about that, sorry about the inconvenience, it's too bad your husband died, but we had a report of drugs. I mean, it's always drugs. It's out of control, over the top, and the protesters, I'm all with them. I mean, I'm not actually physically with them, but I am glad they are bringing to light the extravagances of the police department. You know, we drive around in old jalopies, and they have new cars. They've got, the police departments have been receiving automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, grenade launchers, bayonets have been issued in Washington, D.C. Bayonets. Now, if you think about that, that's nuts. When the police start using bayonets on we the villagers, all bets are off. All bets are off. The farmers are going to come out of the woodwork. The hunters are going to come out of the woodwork. And anything blue is going to be a target. And that's the way I see it. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying when the police start bayoneting us, it's over. The country's over. The violence will just go ballistic, in my opinion. Randy, you mentioned low testosterone. Dr. Shuley, is hair loss? Now, Randy didn't say he had hair loss, I believe.
No.
Is that an indication of low testosterone?
No. Actually, okay. Hair loss is an indication of adequate testosterone, but it's strongly genetic.
Wait. Meaning having hair, it means... Okay.
Being male... You have a genetic predisposition to hair loss.
Oh. Huh. Because I've got a full head of hair still.
Well, I know. And you know, to me, that comes from your last seven generations of male parents. Mm-hmm. My father was totally bald, except for the fringes, when he was 29 years of age. Well, mm-hmm. I began balding by the time I was 29, and I still have a little bit of hair up front, but I've got a huge bald spot. But it's very, very genetic.
Okay. How about increased body fat? Is there any relation to testosterone?
Yes, that decreases testosterone and affects everything in your body.
Okay. How about mood changes?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, everything affects everything. There's
okay.
no question. You cannot get away from depression or anxiety as a contributor to any problem.
Okay, I know a cop. He died. He was about in his early 60s, and he was taking testosterone injections, and it made him really, really moody and violent. Are those outcomes from testosterone injections?
It's rare, but let's face it, everybody is also relatively unique, and there are some people who are going to over-respond, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting my airline ticket to go see the new statue of Dolly Parton in the South. You know... We have lost our minds, absolutely lost our minds. And Randy, you mentioned heroes. I'll tell you who is a hero in my book. You're on the air with him, Dr. Norm Shuley. He is a man who resisted medical, deliberate medical injury to people. He wouldn't do it. He's found non-invasive ways of making us healthy. He's researched the vitamins and minerals and supplements we need, and he's been doing it, and he's almost 90, and he's still doing it and he's in the clinic, 2 hours of radio every week for 10 years with me. 10 years. Almost nonstop. That, to me, is a hero. Bringing and volunteering. Volunteering, not being compensated, not being paid, sharing medical information, going to the meetups, going to the expos, sharing, teaching, advising, counseling. That is a hero to me, Dr. Shealy. And we need more heroes like Dr. Norm Shealy. Now, a hero is not someone to me who throws people on the ground, handcuffs them, stands on their neck, and kills them. That's not a hero. That's pure evil.
And gets paid.
And retirement. There, you know, the man who killed Mr. Floyd is in line to receive over $1 million in pensions, even if he's in prison. And that's the problem. When we talked about the costs of having the police, part of the cost is these enormous pensions. Enormous. No one else gets pensions like that. You have to be a public employee. $904 for the people who live in Baltimore to pay for the police for 1 year. $904. That's beyond crazy. The Baltimore is being mismanaged. New York, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, L.A., Minneapolis, Houston, they're all being mismanched.
And which party runs those states?
Yeah, that's true. But I believe all government is mismanaged, every single bit, every single bit. You know, I've had the city of Lebanon, Missouri, 17,000 people, threaten me, call me, harass me for a license. They want me to buy a license to do business in Lebanon, Missouri. And whenever they call, I say, why don't you have your boss call me? Ask him to take him out of his pocket, grow a set, whatever he has to do, put him on the phone. I'd like to talk to him. I'm not paying it. I don't do business in Lebanon. I don't want to do business in Lebanon. I'm not going to do business in Lebanon. I'm not buying a license to do business in Lebanon. Yeah. So, I even talked to the mayor of the city of Lebanon. I'm sorry, the city manager. And I said, do you have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution? And he said, yeah, somewhere in my car, but we don't go by that. We have our own policies and procedures.
That's nice.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. And when we had our expo, I asked our alleged representative to the state government to send me 50 copies of the Missouri State Constitution. And I talked to one of his underlings, and he said, do you know how much that costs? And I said, actually, we're paying for it. We're paying for it, so I'd like them. He said, do you know how much shipping costs? I said, I'd like them. We're paying for it. The taxpayers of Missouri have paid for those constitutions, you know, the copies, the books. And they sent them to me, but they whined all the way. And I gave them out at the expo so people would have copies of the Missouri State Constitution so they'd know the rule book that applies to us but not that doesn't apply to those enforcing the rules. And when you think about it, the man who was murdered at Wendy's, Rashard Brooks, they say he took the taser from the police. Okay, so he took the taser, but the police say that's, you know, non-lethal. Well, it's not true, right? But that's what they say. It's non-lethal. So he took what the police can use on us, and he had it, allegedly. And that got him killed because he had the same thing, the same exact thing that the police use on us. Because he had one, they shot him and killed him. So this is what the rioting is all about, in my opinion. It's about the double standards. It's about the oppression by the police and the government, the overtaxation, the overregulation, the forcing us out of our jobs, telling us masks on, masks off, travel, don't travel, opening, closing. We can't make up our minds. That's our government, and the people have absolutely, positively had it. And I don't think this rioting is going to stop anytime soon. You know, I'd like to say what I really think about the rioting, but I can't. So what I will say is that I'm all for the protesting. And I understand. I understand why the Wendy's was burned down. I really believe it's because the people who were there to protest got such a hard time by the police. They said, you know what? People at this Wendy's, there's probably the store manager that called the cops and got this guy killed. So the police are in bed with the Wendy's. Let's take Wendy's down. I think that's what happened. I can't prove it. That's just my hypothesis. Any other comments, Wendy? Randy?
No, that's it. I'm just I'd just like to say that Mondays is one of the few shows that I do try to listen to all the time, because a lot of insight is taken from Dr. Sheely.
You know, I get a lot of comments.
Thank you, Randy, and keep the faith, baby.
I will. I appreciate it very much.
I get a lot of comments about Dr. Sheely, just like the one you said. Randy, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, y'all have a great morning.
You too. Glenn in Michigan, you're on with Dr. Norm Sheely, MD.
Hey, hello, Vincent. Hello, Dr. Norm Sheely. Great show.
Good morning.
Good. Yeah, it's getting closer to noon. Do you mind if I circle back on tomatoes, cages, and canning?
No, you know, I got to tell you, the only thing that I mind is lies, profanity, and misquoting me. Those are the things that frost me. Everything else.
I think I'm in good company then. So
I'm sure you are.
I've been gardening for over 40 years in my life, and I've been growing tomatoes for about 40 years. I went through everything over the years with cages. I mean, from the store-bought ones that were 3 foot high, then 4 foot high, then the ones that were 5 foot high, $8 a piece or whatever. Then I started building my own one with tree rootlings, just like you would do in TV. And that worked okay. But here's what I found that works the best. I'll hold it here.
Yeah, and what was the word? You built your own out of what?
In a teepee, just like an Indian. But,
okay. Okay.
I'm something.
Out of what? Wood or metal rods or what? Fiberglass?
Wood.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. I'd love to hear more about your teepees for.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really
really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us. Glenn in Michigan is with us, and we're talking about staking tomatoes. And Glenn, I believe you've tried lots of things, and you think that TP is the best way to go?
No. It worked pretty good, but after a few years, the branches go bad and everything. Start all over and it cut switches. So what I finally did about 5 years ago, you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot. At that time, you could buy 150-foot by 5-foot high of a remesh for about $80. I think it's about $120 right now. And each square in the remesh, is approximately, it is exactly 6 inches. So I cut 24 with bolt cutters. I cut 24-inch sections out of each one, and I take three sections and I zip tie them together, but I don't zip tie the whole enclosure shut. That way you can open it and close it. I run a stake on each one, and these things have been great. At the end of the season, you can fold them up, and then it doesn't occupy as much space. They've held up through everything. The tomatoes grow good there. You can reach your hand through the remesh because you have that, that 6-inch size. You can open it up if you have to do any grooming or anything. And one other thing I started doing about 3 years ago is I started, you know, that landscape matting? It's approximately 3.5-4 foot wide.
Right.
Yeah, I lay that down in a row first before I lay my cages down. Then I put the plant in there. It's reduced my watering by almost 70%. It's reduced the, the blight fungus that you get on tomatoes. I think it's because of the black. It's the trick. I should send you a picture of what it looks like.
Well, I'm doing something almost the same.
Really?
And yes. What we did was we bought maybe 50 pieces of cattle panels. Now, cattle panels are very similar to what you're talking about. Now, remesh is not galvanized, is it? It's just steel, right?
No, steel. So, I mean, when you pick it up, it's rusted. But I bought two rolls of 300 feet total, and none of them have rusted through in 5 years. So.
Okay. So cattle panels are similar, except they're flat. And they're about 52 inches high. They have a grid roughly 4 inches by 4 by 6, roughly. And they're galvanized. And they're flat. And so what we've done is, and they're 16 feet long. They used to be $13. Now they've been improved all the way up to maybe a little over $20, maybe $21, $22. And so we use these for everything. And we stock them and stack them up against the barn. And we tie them so they don't fall over, and we just pick them up and move them wherever we need them. So if we need portable fencing, we can use that. So what we've done is we have placed the cattle panels in the garden in a very lazy S. Not a sharp, hard, curved S, just very lazy.
You're a trellis, is that correct?
Yes, it's a trellis, and we use four T-posts. They're about 6 feet long. We pound them in. And then we wire tie them with the ties that come with the T-posts. So we wire tie the cattle panels.
Yeah.
And we space the cattle panels about a few inches from the tomato plants. And then we're going to tie, as the tomato plants grow, tie them with a baling twine, which would be a plastic baling twine.
Yeah, I use either zip ties or baling twine, whatever you have.
And then we use the mat, that matting that water can go through, but it keeps the weeds from growing through, in between the rows. It's about 4 feet wide. But we put the cattle panels on top of the mat. Now we have cattle panels horizontally across the garden in rows that we walk on. The mat, the fabric, if you will, the black fabric that keeps the weeds from growing under the cattle panels so it doesn't blow away. We don't have to stake it down, use bricks and things like that. And that's this year's experiment. I don't know the answer, but so far I really like it.
I'm telling you, I've been doing this for, my new method for about 5 years. You'll never go back again.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be not, the cattle wire that you're talking about. The remesh cages are a little taller.
Mm-hmm.
It works out, like I said, $120 for 150 feet. It works out to approximately $4.50 or $4.70 a cage. You cannot get a cage that solid, that high, anywhere for that price.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Now, some people will take cattle panels, the things that I'm talking about, and do the same thing with cattle panels. Now, cattle panels aren't all too much fun to bring home because they're 16 feet long. Hey, you're breaking up. Randy, I'm sorry, Glenn, thank you so much. Robert in Kansas, looks like next time would be good. Call sooner, and we'll have more time. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.